Banff. A 27-year-old man was killed in Banff when he was stabbed outside a business on Banff Avenue shortly after midnight on Saturday, September 3. Banff RCMP said the man was stabbed after an altercation outside of a local drinking establishment and they responded to a 911 call. When police arrived, the injured man from Foothills County was taken to Mineral Springs Hospital where he was declared dead. Police said two men were taken into custody and the investigation is continuing with Alberta RCMP Major Crimes taking the lead and Banff RCMP and RCMP Forensic Identification Unit assisting. On Banff Avenue, much of the pedestrian zone is taped off between Caribou and Buffalo Streets and off-limits to people, while the investigation is ongoing. The fatal stabbing is the second in Banff this summer. Ethan Enns Ganot was killed August 5 at Dancing Sasquatch, a nightclub on Banff Avenue, when he was stabbed. Enns Ganot, a local Banff resident who was born and raised in the community, was 26. John Ariza, 22, was charged with second-degree murder and continues to be held in custody. The previous murder in the town was in 1990 when an 18-year-old Ryan Jason Love stabbed 23-year-old cab driver Lucy Termel for her earnings that night, which amounted to $130. On Saturday, the town of Banff was working with Bow Valley Victim Services Association to offer supports to specific staff and responders today. In addition, urgent mental health at Banff Mineral Springs Hospital is available from 2 to 9 p.m., or call 211 for access to mental health services and counselors. This incident may have caused people in our community to have distressing memories and emotions. If anyone is struggling and needs mental health supports, please seek assistance, according to the town's post. The Outlook has reached out to the RCMP and will update the story as more information becomes available. Anyone with information can contact Banff RCMP at 403-763-6600. If they wish to remain anonymous, they can call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477 or online at www.p3tips.com.